Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. As I promised you, Lissy, I think, is how you pronounce the first name. I'll fix that in a minute if it isn't. Lakatos and Tammy Lakatos Shames is our guest. They are both our guests. They're the authors of Fire Up Your Metabolism. They're identical twins.
Yes, that's right.
Hi there, ladies. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm better now. I'm better now that you're here.
Let me
make sure that I pronounce your names correctly. Say Lissy. Is it Lissy?
Lissy. And Tammy Lakatos.
Lakatos. Okay, Lakatos. I'm with a name like Blasingame, I try to make sure I get other people's names correctly.
thank you.
Okay. Look, small business owners, Lissy, have lots of work to do. We don't have enough energy. We're always fighting the battle of the bulge. Many of us are. We don't always get to eat properly because of our schedule. We got a lot of pressures on us. We don't always get to exercise the way we should. And so, and I'm one of those people. And I'm around this office. We're trying to focus a little more on being healthy. And I think small business owners are too. And we need you guys to help us.
Tammy
and
Lissy,
where should we start?
I think one of the first things, a lot of people make a lot, there's a lot of mistakes that people can make, but one of the main things that we stress is, thank goodness this low-carb craze needs to stop. I think a lot of us are really, really sick of it. Most of us really do.
You mean I can have bread and potatoes again and pasta?
Yeah, you really can. And actually, carbohydrates are the only fuel that your brain can use as energy. So if you're feeling lethargic throughout the day and you're not giving yourself any carbohydrates, that's a good reason why.
Right.
But you want to make sure, this country, we have a slight problem. We like to overdo everything.
Yeah.
So moderation is the key. You really have to watch portion sizes and be sure to choose the right carbohydrates. And when we say the right carbohydrates, we're talking about ones that give you sustained energy. That's always, of course, any fruit and vegetable, even carrots, despite what you've heard. Carrots are great. And also whole grains.
Yeah.
So we're not saying, load up on pasta or white rice. Really get moderate portions, sit down to no more than a fist-sized serving of brown rice, whole wheat bread, oatmeal. So we're not saying overdo it, but you definitely need them, and you shouldn't cut them out of your life. So I think that's something a lot of Americans are making a mistake by doing. They're making all these drastic lifestyle changes that can't last forever. And when you're a small business owner, as we are, we know you have enough to concentrate on, let alone not having any fuel for your brain.
One of the things that I've been doing, I think I needed to lose 10 pounds. The fat content schedule, I forget what you call it, but it tells how much fat you have in your body. That one says that schedule says I need to lose about 20 pounds, but I don't agree with that. I think only 10 pounds, but I've lost about 5. Primarily by, my wife says it's counting calories, but I call it just watching what I put in my mouth.
That, you guys are probably both right. When you watch what you put in your mouth, you inevitably wind up watching your calories.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, counting calories is really kind of depressing, so I try not to do that too much. But I have cut back on things like that, and basically in about a month I've lost about 5 pounds. But
great.
And we've been doing a little exercise around here, and that's a big deal, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and you're talking about counting calories. And in our book, we give you hundreds of tips so you don't have to count the calories. You pick and choose a couple of your favorites, and automatically you'll lose weight and rev up your metabolism. In terms of exercise, you are so right. It's the little things that count, the little movements throughout your day. Once again, our book gives you hundreds and hundreds of tips. It's, for example, when you're sitting down, if you're sitting down watching TV on your couch, instead of lying back and lying against your couch, if you could sit up, sit up straight for 10 minutes a day over the course of the year, that's going to equal about 3 pounds weight loss over
Wow.
the year. So, it's pretty, the little things really matter. So keep that in mind. And, of course, you do want to try to fit that physical activity in if you can. We're all up early being small business owners. But if you can walk, even 10 minutes in one direction outside your front door and then 10 minutes back, that's, you know, 20 minutes gotten, you know, of exercise in the morning.
Let me, one of the things, and folks, the book is called Fire Up Your Metabolism. Ladies, where is it available, please?
It is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, all the major bookstores.
And the last name is Lakatos, L-A-K-A-T-O-S. And one of you, though, has another name on the end of that one.
Yes, that's me, Shames. I am married.
Tammy's the married one. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, I want to get back into some of the things you have in the book, but first, I read where you guys actually were guinea pigs because of your identical DNA. You were guinea pigs in some of the work that you've been doing. Tell us about that.
Our book is called Fire Up Your Metabolism, 9 Proven Principles for Burning Fat and Losing Weight Forever. And the 9 principles, we always practice what we preach. And so we've had clients come in our door, and we know the science backs that these 9 principles really, really affect your metabolism.
We want to work on them, too.
So we actually really wanted to test the science on ourselves and say we knew what was working for us, but we wanted to see how much each principle was actually affecting us. So we did coin flips where one of us would not follow one of the principles for about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, it was torturous. And the results, I mean, even we were shocked by how much.
So the one who lost got to eat the banana splits every day? Is that
Yeah, occasionally it was something like that.
Darn the luck.
Yeah, I know, really. So occasionally it was something like that, but usually it was a lot more torturous. Something like one of the ones that was hard for me, and this is probably Tammy would say her trials were a lot harder than this, but one of my hard things was that, you know, I tested, I ate the carbohydrates that we said to rarely choose.
Right.
So I had, like, Special K and white rice and white bread rather than whole wheat bread and brown rice. And one of the side effects was that I was crashing. I was starving mid-morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, and trust me, when you're starving, or at least when I'm starving, I know I'm not the happiest person to be around. So
yeah.
It affected my energy, my mood, and that kind of thing. So
we need to keep healthy snacks around because it's good. One of the things you say in your book is every couple of hours you need to eat a little bit of a snack, don't you?
That's very true, and that's going to keep your metabolism revved. The reason being is your body is very smart. If you wait more than 4 to 5 hours to eat, your body starts to feel threatened, and it goes into what's known as a conservation mode where it starts to burn fat and calories very slowly.
Right.
And this will continue as long as you don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
But by providing your body with something small every couple of hours, that really will keep your body revved.
And Snickers bars don't qualify, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the Lakatos twins, the authors of Fire Up Your Metabolism. There's some really annoying people out there who tell me they only eat one meal a day. Well, we're going to find out what they're doing wrong in a little bit when we come back with the Lakatos twins. After these messages, Fire Up Your Metabolism. I think you're going to like this book, folks, wherever books are sold. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if you'd like to ask us a question, here's the email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Check that out and send us a question if you have one, and we'll be glad to answer it, probably on the air. The Nutrition Twins is how they build themselves. Lisi and Tammy Lakatos. Tammy also has married. She goes by Tammy Lakatos Shames. And they have a book called Fire Up Your Metabolism. And, folks, I really think that you ought to check this out. If you're a small business owner and you're like me, you got a lot of things going on, and it's really hard. I don't know, maybe it's easy for you, but it's hard for me to hold my weight down. And I've been working on this in the last month or so pretty hard. And one of the people, ladies, that annoy me are the people who say, oh, I only eat one meal a day. Well, you know, I've never trusted anybody who said that to me, but I understand from your book that that's actually not even a good idea.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're very smart not to trust those people. It actually winds up backfiring. These people who only eat one meal a day, they're only giving their bodies fuel once a day. So right there, you know, that's going to be a problem in terms of energy. But in terms of metabolism, it's even worse because the body feels threatened all day long. And it's conserving calories and fat.
It's wondering if it's ever going to get any fuel. So, you know, your body's like a very smart machine. It just wants to know, am I going to get fed? And if not, I better start holding on to this fat and calories.
Mm-hmm. What about water? I know in your book you devote a good bit of time to the importance of water.
Right, and that's because every single process in your body takes place in water. So really, it's essential for a speedy metabolism because water is needed to carry oxygen and nutrients throughout the body and help just digest all of that food and it, for every single process. So that means including a speedy metabolism.
Now,
you need the water.
How do I know, and this is a question you guys explain in your book, and I want to ask you this question so you can help us on the air. How do we know if, when we're hydrated?
It's not glamorous. But the way that you check, and no one has to know that you're doing it, is just check the color of your urine.
Yeah.
Now, if it's dark and you're not going very often, that's a sign that you're dehydrated. If you, you know, if you turned out you're running to the bathroom every, you know, hour or 2 hours or 3 hours,
yeah,
and your urine's pretty pale and clear in color, then you're good to go.
All right. Well, we like the truth, and that's what you gave us. What about alcohol? How can we include alcohol in our life? You know, a little wine, maybe a beer or a margarita from time to time, and still stay on our regimen.
Right, and you certainly can. It just really, you do want to limit it because alcohol is, you know, it's calorie dense, and it's actually treated, your body treats it like a toxin. So it's hard for your body to metabolize. So
right,
in that sense, you can fit it in. Really, the goal is for women to limit it to one drink a day maximum, men 2 drinks a day maximum.
I see. And my wife says that's just not fair.
Yeah, it's really not. And also remember that alcohol is dehydrating.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that, you know, when you know that you need your body to be properly hydrated to have a speedy metabolism, that's another thing to keep in mind.
I want to go down through this list of 9 things you guys have come up with and that you talk about extensively in your book, Fire Up Your Metabolism. And these are things. I'm going to read them real quickly, and then we'll have a couple of minutes to talk about the ones you think are most important. Number one, never skip meals. We talked about that. Number two, time meals appropriately. Number three, choose a rich diet in the best carbohydrates. I like that one. And then appropriately time intake of lean proteins. Drink appropriate amounts of water. We talked about that. And beverages. Eat a diet low in bad fat. And get enough sleep every night. Find a way to be active and strengthen exercise. Now, talk to us, which one of those, if I had to only say, okay, pick the 2 or 3 most important ones, which one would you say?
Well, you know, we've already talked about the carbohydrates. That's a key point. We want to say, though, with that one, I would say make sure that with every carbohydrate, anytime you eat a carbohydrate, don't just have, you know, your small plate of pasta, whole wheat pasta or a bowl of oatmeal. Your body wants to burn that carbohydrate up for fuel, so you'll be hungry a few hours later and you'll have it. You know, that energy only can last with you for so long. So
right,
what I'd advise doing is choose those lean proteins with it. Mix them carefully. So, for instance, this is stuff you already do. It's not rocket science. But if you're having a sandwich, let's say, for instance, a turkey sandwich, you got those 2 slices of whole wheat bread. You don't want the big, thick, doughy other kinds of bread. But then have turkey on it. That's your protein, lean protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I know here in New York at some of the delis, we see the sandwiches, the turkey sandwiches stacked up to the sky. The turkey, you know, it's like 10 inches off the table.
Yeah, you've obviously seen my sandwich then.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of sandwiches in our days. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that protein portion is moderate. Protein does take a long time to digest, and that's one of the better things, because it does help you to extend that energy boost of the carbohydrates. It keeps those carbohydrates, that energy, with you for longer.
Right.
But if you're having a huge portion of that protein, it will stay in your stomach for a long time. All of the blood will stay in your stomach, not your brain and muscles, and you will feel lethargic. So just a small amount of protein. You don't need these heaping portions. We all know how we feel after a Thanksgiving turkey dinner.
Right, absolutely. let me ask you a question. We're going to have to wrap it up here in a second, because we may want to get you – well, I'd probably like to get you guys back on again another day, and we'll talk about this some more. But tell me how we can contact you guys if we need to get to a website. How do we – I'm sure you guys have a website.
Sure. It is www.nutritiontwins.com.
Okay. And what do we find when we get there?
You'll find information about us, nutrition tips. You can always contact us and ask questions. You can find out about our book, and you can actually order it through Amazon through our website. And you can also just find out about us.
And that's NutritionTwins, right? .com.
Yes, that's okay. Right, NutritionTwins.
Right. Lisi Lakatos and Tammy Lakatos Shames, the author of Fire Up Your Metabolisms. Thanks, ladies. I appreciate you being here. We'll get you
Thank
back on
you
again
so
another
much.
Day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan. I'm Jim Blassingame. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.